Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninartree's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book In How Big Things Get Done, The Surprising Factors That Determine the Fate of Every Project, From Home Renovations to Space Exploration and Everything in Between. Bent Fleevbjerg delves into the intricate world of project management across various domains. This compelling book combines academic research with practical insights to unravel the mysteries behind the success and failure of projects. Covering an impressive range from home renovations to monumental ventures such as space exploration, Fleevbjerg offers a unique perspective on what it takes to make ambitious projects come to fruition. Readers are invited on a journey to explore the underpinnings of project management, navigating through thematic investigatory paths concerning planning, execution, and risk management, among others. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of meticulous planning. Planning is often cited as the cornerstone of successful project execution, yet its intricacies and importance are seldom fully appreciated. In How Big Things Get Done, Bent Fleevbjerg emphasizes planning as a critical phase that determines the trajectory of a project. Meticulous planning involves comprehensive risk assessment, setting realistic timelines, and understanding resource allocation. It entails foreseeing potential hurdles and preparing mitigation strategies ahead of time. Fleevbjerg postulates that the failure to plan adequately is one of the most common pitfalls of project management, which can lead to cost overruns, delays, and in some cases, complete project failure. Exploring various case studies, the author illustrates how successful projects dedicate ample time and resources to planning, making it a pivotal stage that significantly influences their outcome. Secondly, risk management and contingency planning. The unpredictable nature of large projects necessitates a robust risk management strategy, an idea that Fleevbjerg scrutinizes thoroughly. He argues that risks, both known and unknown, can derail even the most well-planned projects. Effective risk management encompasses identifying potential risks, evaluating their impact, and developing strategies to mitigate them. Contingency planning goes hand in hand with risk management by preparing for worst-case scenarios and ensuring that projects can remain viable under adverse conditions. Fleevbjerg uses real-world examples to demonstrate how foresight and risk management can save projects from catastrophe. This section highlights the importance of being proactive rather than reactive when it comes to dealing with project uncertainties. Thirdly, the role of leadership in project success. Leadership is perhaps one of the most underappreciated aspects of project management, yet Fleevbjerg dedicates a significant part of his book to discussing its critical role. Effective leaders are not just visionaries, they are adept at navigating through challenges, motivating their teams, and making tough decisions. Leadership in the context of project management involves steering the project towards its goals while managing stakeholder expectations. Fleevbjerg describes various leadership styles and how they fit into different project scenarios. He champions the idea that the right leadership can transform the destiny of a project, making the difference between success and failure. Through numerous examples, the author underlines the traits of successful project leaders and how they influence the course of large-scale projects. Fourthly, stakeholder engagement and communication. Engaging stakeholders effectively is crucial for the success of any project, a concept that Fleevbjerg explores deeply. He contends that stakeholder management is not merely about keeping investors happy. It's about creating a collaborative environment where all parties are informed and involved. Effective communication is the backbone of stakeholder engagement, requiring transparency, consistency, and clarity. Fleevbjerg stresses the importance of understanding the stakeholders' needs and concerns, and actively involving them in the project's processes. This section of the book showcases how strategic stakeholder engagement and communication strategies have led to the successful completion of projects, highlighting methods and tools that facilitate these processes. Lastly, learning from failure and success. In the final thematic topic, Fleevbjerg examines how learning from both failure and success is integral to improving project outcomes. He proposes that the lessons drawn from failed projects are just as valuable, if not more so, than those from successful ones. The author encourages a culture of openness and learning, where teams can reflect on their experiences without fear of blame. This fosters an environment of continuous improvement. Analyzing case studies, where learning-oriented approaches were implemented, Flievbjerg illustrates how subsequent projects benefited from past mistakes. This segment emphasizes the importance of not being deterred by failure, but rather using it as a stepping stone towards future success. In conclusion, for anyone involved in project management, how big things get done is an indispensable guide. Bent Flievbjerg masterfully presents a blueprint that can be applied to a wide array of projects, from home renovations to space missions. The book is particularly beneficial for project managers, leaders, and decision makers who seek to understand the multifaceted aspects of carrying out large-scale ventures successfully. Flievbjerg's exploration of planning, risk management, leadership, stakeholder engagement, and the importance of learning from both failures and successes offers valuable insights that can be applied in practice. Reading this book can significantly enhance one's ability to navigate the complex landscape of project management, ultimately leading to better project outcomes and the realization of ambitious goals. If you would like to support Bent Flievbjerg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!